start by explaining what America Recycles Week is about and what it seeks to accomplish.
America Recycles Week is really about understanding how this U.S. recycling system works. The public is interested in recycling. In fact, we know that 80% of the public really believes that recycling is an important part of protecting the environment. But we also know that they're confused. This is changing. New bills are passing, things that didn't used to be recyclable are, and we see this in this change, some public confusion. And so this week is about really grounding the importance of recycling, not just for the environment, but also for the economy.
Recycling rates have improved over the past decades. What are the contributing factors to those gains and what more needs to be done?
So when we look at what makes a successful recycling system, we see a few things. One, can people recycle? Can they do it at home? And right now we know in the greater Denver area, about 40% of single family and multifamily homes combined can recycle at home. So we need to improve that number. One, can they? The second thing we look at is, do they? So we worked in Denver a few years ago on recycling specific to can recycling. We were really interested in those aluminum beverage containers and steel soup cans. And what we found was about half of all the cans that could be recycled were. The rest were in the trash. So can people, do people? And then the third thing is about infrastructure. We know that we need a stronger U.S. infrastructure to make more things recyclable. And that really serves U.S. businesses as they turn old things into new things.
Now, Denver voters passed the Waste No More measure by nearly 70%. So there's a mandate for it. And waste management was also on the ballot in places like San Francisco and San Diego, as well as in areas of Vermont and Michigan. How significant is it to pass recycling laws via the ballot box? And how quickly can all of that infrastructure come into place once these measures come into effect?
Policy is very important to fixing the U.S. recycling system. We did a study and we understand that a $17 billion investment in the U.S. recycling system, meaning can people, do people, and is there the right infrastructure, would deliver a $30 billion return. That's an investment we can't afford not to make. So ballot initiatives like the local ones you just mentioned are super important, but they also tie up to the state level. Colorado is one of four states that have passed producer responsibility laws. That means that companies that make stuff and sell stuff in the state are responsible for making sure that the recycling system is on par to get them back. We're really interested in seeing more of those state level initiatives tie into building a consistent recycling system across the entire country.
And that producer recycling or that producer responsibility initiative is fairly recent, and we haven't exactly seen it come into force in everyday life. Back to the question about timelines, really, how long does it take to take something from an approved measure to an actual functional system, both in producer responsibility and for expanded curbside recycling?
Right. We all want change right away. And that's what our nonprofit is all about. But there is a timeline involved. So the bill, the producer responsibility bill that Colorado passed this year, will start to take effect in 2025. And so in the meantime, as we layer in public local initiatives, like the bills that you mentioned that just passed, we're seeing a strengthening of a commitment, a resolve towards a common system. And that's a good thing.
Where are the gaps when it comes to bringing recycling rates in the U.S. up to what they are in a place like the European Union?
What are the gaps for recycling across this country? It is actually everywhere. We can't just point to one part of the country. We have to look at every city and ask questions about equitable access. Do we have equity when it comes to recyclability? So we know that multifamily housing has a lower access rate, meaning fewer opportunities to recycle than single family, for example. And so we have to look at this from an equity point of view if we're really going to make the grade, and understanding that those gaps in equity exist in every community across the country.
And there's also a degree of variance from municipality to municipality. Are you aware of any efforts to create more uniform standards that would, for example, make recycling in Denver similar to what it's like here in Boulder?
Absolutely. So policy is a great opportunity to harmonize what's recyclable. I think we've all been in that situation where we've traveled to someone else's house or we've moved and we've thought, well, wait a minute, I can recycle this at home. Why can't I here? So the reason that there are those variances is that there are 9,000 different recycling programs across the country. Recycling is a national theme, but it's delivered on the local level. And so communities do their very best to recycle as many things as possible. But that inconsistency just comes into play with the variability of 9,000 recycling programs. So as we look to policy to help level that playing field, the harmonization of what is and isn't recyclable will help. It will also help companies be held accountable for designing more things to be recyclable. We really want to see more policy that helps deliver a consistent design for recyclability and a better infrastructure to recover more things. I think the public is looking for that too. We know the public knows they want to do their part at home, but it needs to be easier, it needs to be clearer, and they need companies to do their part.
And with those 9,000 separate recycling programs in effect throughout the United States, are there any of those programs in particular that you can point to as examples of really getting it right and that could serve to be a model for some of the other municipalities who may just be kind of starting off in their recycling journey?
Well, I think Denver is a great example of building consistency of access between multiple and single family homes. We also looked to Arvada, Colorado. We recently worked with them to add cart access. That means those big recycling carts to as many households as possible, because we know that the volume of the container really matters. Think of all the things you're ordering online today that you didn't used to a few years ago. You need volume. So when we look to success, we see success in every single state. Denver and Arvada are two great examples that for communities outside of Colorado to look towards.
And as we wrap up, is there anything else that you would like to add that our listeners should know?
So if you're in the public and you're thinking, wait, I just have a few questions about recycling, you know you can go to recyclingpartnership.org for questions. And if you have one tip to share across America Recycles Day, share with your neighbors that it's important to put recycling in the bin, but never bag it. Leave it loose.
Keith Harrison, founder and CEO of the Recycling Partnership, thanks for speaking with me today.
Thanks very much. Glad to do it.
For KGNU, I'm Shannon Young.